Good morning. I am Skip LaCour. It's a brand new day, and this is our Morning Connection. How are you doing this morning? Here we are, Morning Connection, podcast number 99. We've been together for 99 days in a row. You've made this a part of your daily ritual, your daily discipline to connect in this manner, stimulating thoughts, thinking about what you really want in life, and really evaluating if you're using your time, energy, effort, the people around you effectively and efficiently, using the highest and best use of your time to get those things in life that you've decided that you really want. This time you set aside to think about you with all the distractions out there and all the responsibilities that you have. You're taking this time to sharpen the saw and, again, thinking about if what you're doing is getting you to that place that you have thought about that you really want. It's my pleasure connecting with you in this manner again for the last 99 days on our way to 100 days with Skip LaCour. So here we are at 99. I've really enjoyed this time together, and I really have done it because my sincere desire to help you have a higher quality of life. And I have also done it because there's so many people out there who have put their faith and trust in me. And like I said, I will not let you down. I will not let you down, just as promised over these last 100 days. I've got up every morning to deliver. And again, I know the responsibility of so many people out there on the internet, so many places that you can get your information from, your inspiration from. And I also realize there's so much that even when you want to take your bodybuilding training efforts, your life to the next level, man, you just get overwhelmed and you maybe bookmark a website and you never get back to it if you're like me, because there's just so much out there. You know, somehow, some way, you came across this website and you committed to it. And I really congratulate you for that. You're one of the very few who will take the time, focus, and dedicate your time in this manner. These are the steps that you need to take, that every successful person who you see, who you admire, they've taken these type of steps, right? So you're in great company. Now it's just about keep on keeping on, right? I do want to continue this connection. Maybe not in this hour every single morning. I have a way to still connect with you, even call it Morning Connection, through email, through soundbite clips, because through your emails, those of you who talk to me on the phone through one-on-one coaching, how much this is helping you. Hell, this even helps me getting my thoughts out in this manner. So I want to continue it. What my plan is, here we are in the middle of November, kind of retool. You know, I have to go through, you know, my priorities, my time management, kind of retool for the next month and a half and launch something in the same manner. I'm thinking about the beginning of the year, start off 2014 in this manner. Now, for the next month and a half, you know, you've become addicted to this type of stimulating conversation. You could always go back to Morning Connection podcast number one, and just go every single day. Keep your ritual alive, right? You're a different person now than when you were just starting on this journey together with me. Different thoughts, different actions, different level of momentum and confidence. Right, so you can go back and as this different person you are now, you can grab even more insight and information from this perspective, even when you go back to Morning Connection podcast number one. So it's a good idea to keep this ritual going. And you'll understand some of the things that I said at a deeper level, because for the last 100 days, those thoughts have been marinating. And while you've been going about your day and running into the inevitable challenges that come in life, watching television, observing your friends, your family, the messages, the things that I've talked about have been in the back of your mind. You've been observing them in action. It's not just theory. You've actually witnessed it, right? It's become a part of your life now that you're open to the idea, right? So you can go back and listen to the Morning Connection podcast and really take it in, understand it at a deeper level. Thank you so much for supporting Skip LaCour's Mass Machine Nutrition, my highest quality and most effective bodybuilding supplement sports nutrition line. I really appreciate your support. I'm doing everything I can. Once I set this microphone down and I post the podcast for you, my day is packed with bringing you, doing all the things it takes to bring you the highest quality sports nutrition products. This is my way to let you know who I am and to make the connection. Because in this internet age, right, it's not just about having the best product. You know, people want to know the personality, the person behind the products that they're buying. That's, you know, that's a great thing about the internet these days, and that's why I connect with you in this manner. I want you to know who the person is responsible for putting those supplements that you put into your body, that you're investing in, you're taking that leap of faith to improve your health, to put in your physical, you know, body, to help you with your goals, right? So I want you to know who's in charge of that for you. Again, though, thank you for your support. Thank you for supporting my information products. To those of you who want to accelerate your bodybuilding and training knowledge, my Results University students, and those of you who have invested in the past or my current one-on-one coaching students, or, you know, you're sitting on the fence and you know it's something you want to do. You know that it's something that can take your bodybuilding training, your life to the next level, and you will become one of my one-on-one coaching students. I want to acknowledge you and tell you how much I appreciate your support. So right now we're in the middle of me sharing all my life experiences, everything that I've gone through, my ups, downs, all arounds, my victories, my defeats, my good times in life. And then those times that I talked about where I had the big pit in my stomach or my heart drooped down because of some of the decisions that I made. And ironically, you know, those most painful times weren't because I made horrible decisions and I did something morally wrong or just stupid. I mean, a lot of those times came as the result of doing something extremely well. Really focusing on one area of my life to become outstanding. The first thing that comes to mind is my whole bodybuilding and training career. And because of that extreme focus and the success that came with it, that caused really gaping holes in other parts of my life that are also important and caused a lot of pain. And now from my perspective, I think that those of you who can relate to my journey, I really do believe that if you're listening to this podcast, we have a lot more in common than you might think. Just me being around the world for as long as I have and seeing things. There's 7 billion people on the planet. There's so many websites and podcasts and blogs, and you're taking the time to listen to this on a consistent basis. It's because we have a commonality, or continue to listen to it because of our commonality. I just might be a little bit further down the road, exposed myself to maybe situations you haven't yet, put myself through, you know, some pressure that you haven't yet. And so, you know, pushing myself like that made me fail earlier than you have, or succeeded earlier than you have. And now I'm on this side and I can, you know, help guide the way for you and, you know, warn you about some of the pitfalls along the way, and also help you realize that maybe some of these things that you're going through, they don't feel so good on your way to feeling really good, that's normal. There's nothing wrong with you. You're not necessarily doing anything wrong. And you got a friend out there who can relate to your challenges that you're going through. So I'm counting down the top 10 best lessons in life that I've learned, at least to this point in my life, the best lessons. And I continue to learn, right? So all these lessons, I certainly don't want to come across like I've learned them, I slam dunk, and I don't have to think about them again. I've learned them, now I can just set it and forget it. No, these are things that I've learned of life, and I'm continually trying to take higher to higher levels. You know, it's kind of like, you know, in the gym, right? You learn how to bench press, right? It doesn't take more than a couple weeks to learn how to bench press, right? But there's so many different nuances and distinctions and insights that you learn 2 years later, 4 years later, how to just activate that muscle group, more stimulation, more efficiency, how to train your mind to become stronger by putting yourself in a state of mind, right? The process of learning the bench press to maximize what you could, your effectiveness, your results, in efficiency, your mindset. I mean, that can go on forever. That can go on forever. It isn't that you just learn the bench press and you're done with it, right? And so when I talk about these lessons, I'm still learning. I'm still taking them to higher and higher levels. So let's review in podcast number 91. Lesson number 10 was you must get in close proximity to the level of success that you really want. Podcast number 92. Number 9, when you really become the great person you say you are, you will magically start being in the company of really great people just like you. In Morning Connection, podcast number 93. Number 8 was take on as much stress as humanly possible as often as possible to create the life you really want. In Morning Connection, podcast number 94. Number 7 was if people aren't treating you the way you want them to treat you, take a long, hard look at yourself first. In Morning Connection, podcast number 95. Number 6 was balance in life can only be determined by you and be measured in longer time periods. Morning Connection, podcast number 96. Number 5, if you aren't getting the results in life that you really want, reconsider how you are currently evaluating risk. Morning Connection, podcast number 97. Number 4, real happiness comes from from appreciating the awesome person you become while earning and accomplishing the things, not the things. Morning Connection, podcast number 98, lesson number 3. You don't always have to make other people wrong in order for you to be right. And here we are, Morning Connection, podcast number 99. Best less light. Life lessons that I've learned working from 10 to number 1 in most in their importance. And with a lot of these tips, I mean, I can change the order very easily. They're all important, right? And so as we get to the top, you know, I could change the order dramatically from the top. But I did come up with what I'm feeling at this time. And also, as I was narrowing down the 10, I was thinking, wow, there's so many more lessons that aren't included in this list that are very, very important. And so what I've done is I've sprinkled them in some of the other tips. You know, so just say you're looking at tip number 7, and I told you the major lesson that I've learned. You know, I've thrown in a lot of golden nuggets in there as well that, you know, they tie in with that lesson, but they're really a separate lesson all by themselves. And really, as I look back on these last 100 days, I mean, this has definitely been a project that has been a lot more time and energy extensive. I mean, it's taken a lot more time and energy than I would have imagined before I started this. And then once I committed to it, you know, I will not let you down. I have to follow through. I'm very thankful, though, that I did take this time to do this. It was, like I said, it was great for me personally to organize my thoughts and the growth by having to think about this. You know, it isn't like I just wake up and then I just say what's on the top of my head. It's like I have to think about this. So for the last 100 days, whether I'm walking my dog or watching television or working out, you know, I'm right in the middle of this project. So these thoughts have been marinating. I've been writing down notes everywhere I am to produce this. And it's something that this is going to stay on the internet for a long period of time. And I'm proud of what I've done here. And You know, I know I've gotten a lot of emails appreciating the efforts. You know, I've done this to stimulate more interest in everything that I'm doing in Mass Machine Nutrition. And I also realize that with everything you do, there's gap time, meaning that you don't get immediate, amazing results from what you do just because you've got a good heart, you work hard, even if you produce an awesome series of podcasts. And I realize that as I've been going through this and, you know, constantly, like I encourage you to do, always consider, is it just not, do you like doing something? Is something fun? Do you rationalize how productive it is? You have to constantly evaluate if it's the highest and best use of your time to get you where you really want to go in life. Well, the great thing about the internet is that, you know, with you liking, you sharing, you know, you telling your friends about this, this can last forever. So they can, you know, join the pod. They can hear about this podcast, you know, a week from now, and then go through, find some titles, or start from the very beginning, and it can still continue to help people for months, for years to come. All right, so I appreciate your support telling people about this podcast and reviewing it too. So, so number two, life lesson number two. You need the help of other people to succeed at the highest level. And this is important, you are strong enough to survive, to overcome any break in trust. All right, now, this is something, it's not a new subject. I mean, your relationship with people, the quality of your life will be determined by your relationships with other people. I've said that so many times over the last 100 days. So it's probably no surprise that this comes so high on my list of life lessons learned. And there's probably not a whole lot of things that I'm going to say during this podcast that you haven't heard in one way, shape, or form over these 99 podcasts. It's just that as we talk about the top 10 lessons, I'm going to just focus on this one area, what it means to me, what I observe in other people, and just my belief on how important this is and how I didn't appreciate how important this was, and maybe for a lot of reasons, and maybe even I thought I did. See, some people out there might say, of course, Skip, you need other people. You know, you want to be in a relationship with other people. Hell, I need a training partner in the gym. You know, I've got to get along with my coworkers or my boss to make money. I got to get along on the job. If I have a business, I need customers, right? And that's one level of understanding what I'm saying. And you may be okay. You may be doing okay. If you're the type of person listening to this podcast, that okay isn't good enough. Even if you're doing well, that's well isn't good enough. You're constantly looking for strategies and distinctions that are going to take you to higher and higher and higher levels. Well, it's my belief from my life lessons that I've learned is those higher and higher levels aren't going to come from strategies. Although they can be very helpful, don't get me wrong. There are strategies. I believe that your ability to appreciate, to understand, to find the strategies on what other people need and what they want, and not pass your values or your judgments of what they should want or need, and then feel that need for them, creating win-win situations. Again, I'm going to emphasize this. That doesn't mean you just go way out of your way to worry about what people think and just making other people happy where, you know, you're not, it's not a win-win situation for you. It's a total imbalance of your time. Maybe you know that situation and you've busted your ass for people, given them what you believe that they want and they didn't appreciate it And maybe that's the way you don't rely on people as much as you should. I mean, there's a lot of reasons why, you know, I know that I've gotten situations where not appreciating, trying to do it all myself. Just saying, the key to that next level is probably this lesson right here. And it's a continual process. Again, it's just like the bench press. Just because you know it, because you appreciate it, just because you do it, does not mean you have it mastered and you can't. You are unable to take it to higher and higher levels. Deeper understanding, better strategies. It's all very important in the process. You know, this way, again, throughout these podcasts, you know, hopefully I've made you at least think about how important people are into the process. I would say, you know, my life situation, if I think about some things, and it's things that, you know, I've been really thinking about just lately because of, you know, maybe I've worked hard to be in this position as far as my family, my wife, my marriage, my business. This was a long, hard road. Well, don't like to use those words, but it's been a journey for me. You know, I'm not some wonder kid that just started off blessed and had this, you know, charmed life. I don't think I've had this, you know, terrible life, but there's been a lot of adjustments, a lot of pain, a lot of sacrifices, a lot of working hard in the wrong direction or not necessarily the right direction that have all led me to where I am right now. And that's really why, you know, I believe that I have this message that I need to share with you. It's my duty, it's my responsibility to do that, to save you from that pain. Remember that decision I made driving down that dark street in Seattle at 5 o'clock in the morning years ago. I feel I have this responsibility to help you, especially because I know we have a lot in common because of this bond that we have with bodybuilding and training. Well, one thing that I believe to be true with the whole bodybuilding and training world and the fitness world is we all have these scars, these pains in the past where somewhere along the line, our trust was broken. Or we've at least, we're 6 years old or 12 years old, and we perceived with that immature brain, okay, that mind, that lack of life experience at 6 or 12 years old, to realize the big picture, and we took it as a break in trust. So it could be real. I mean, there are people who, you know, their parents left. They weren't around. You know, that's very damaging on a kid. And you know what? If that happened to you, because I know what that's like, you don't know what it's like to have two parents who love you, who are supportive, that don't have all their own issues going on. Look, just because a parent has children doesn't mean that they're competent. And for some of you, I don't need to tell you that, right? They've got their drinking challenges, their emotional issues. And that becomes just surviving becomes, you know, their main focus, just surviving, not the children that they have, right? And you know that. I mean, as an adult, you probably see that more. I mean, being happy, staying on top of things, it's a challenge. And you may be 25 or 35, 45 years old right now, and you kind of understand, wow, my parents were younger than me with all that responsibility. And you should look at it as, wow, you know, they may or may not have done the greatest job in the world, but you can kind of relate now that you're an adult. The challenge is that many of us, you know, never break out of thinking how our life should have been, how responsible our parents should have been, what they should have done for us. And we continue to look at it as a six-year-old kid, and even if we intellectually don't, you know, our heart does. It's hardwired into our emotional nervous system. You know, the letdown, the pain, the break in trust. It starts like that. And I'm talking about just perceptions of the way we think it should have been, our perceptions of a break in trust. You know, for example, if our dad, he worked so hard and he was on the road all the time, you know, you may have just thought, hey, my dad isn't around. And no matter how hard you try to shake it, you know, you're still kind of thinking your dad wasn't around and you're 35 years old, where you know intellectually that he was just providing for the family. And you know how hard it is right now, the challenge to provide for your family. But that little kid in you, just all he knows is dad wasn't around. And what would have life been like if dad was around more? So it just gets locked into our nervous system. And those are the perceptions of someone who hasn't been on the earth long enough to understand the big picture in life. And there's a lot of people who have had real life situations, a parent really not there, whether they left. A parent died at a very young age. People who have had real traumas, molestations, abuse, physical abuse, sexual abuse. And everybody's dealing with these certain things where it's a break in trust. So, you know, I definitely understand and have empathy for a lot of the challenges that people have. I referred to it a couple times where I posted on my Facebook page, you know, how can you blame me for my trust issues? And it had the guy slumped over the chair with all the scissors, daggers, knives in his back. And I was surprised by so many people who liked and shared that photo. They could just relate to that. And I'm sure if I were to, this would be fascinating for me, you know, my fascination for people and behavior and why we do the things that we do. I would love to, you know, talk to 100 people and say, okay, why did that mean something to you? And there'd probably be a whole wide range of reasons, from extreme things like incest or rape or physical abuse or something traumatic to, you know, I remember one time, you know, I was at this seminar, and this one very, this professional talked about how, you know, how her dad left, they were breaking up. She remembers this moment. She was 6 years old, and, you know, her dad was leaving for the last time, breaking up with mom in front of the house, and she ran inside to get him a cookie. And she remembers she was sharing the story like she was a six-year-old kid, like it happened yesterday. And she ran out to give the dad the cookie because in her mind, if she got him gave him this cookie, then he was going to stay and everything is going to be all right. Well, the dad left before she got back out, and she put so much guilt and so much pain on herself from that situation. That kind of trauma really affects a person. And it just leads to so many things later on. So, you know, I just think again, if you need to have empathy when you have that friend who's crazy or that partner who just doesn't seem to get it. Number one, you might want to kind of check yourself on how you're looking at it, but also that empathy and understanding for people in their situations. Now, I know there's a school of thought, hey, buck up. You can't just keep on this baggage in the past, right? And I definitely understand that. Hey, look, you know, all this work we put into ourselves, it's too, so we don't have these issues carrying on forever. I understand that. All right. I wish it was that easy. I wish everybody would get professional help, whether they think they need it or not, because many of us, as you can see by sharing the trust issues thing, you know, we're carrying around a lot of stuff that, you know, it takes a lot of work and insight and someone else to help us look at it. Right? Before we can even start addressing it. So I understand the trust issues involved. I understand how you really believe that people are this and they let you down, right? So I don't want to come across like I'm not empathetic to that situation. Again, I see it. I've seen this so much, even though I didn't believe that it applied to me in this bodybuilding, training, fitness world. I saw it so many times. What I realized from the top bodybuilders, how they would talk about, you know, I hate depending on other people. I always hated team sports. I love bodybuilding because I only have to depend on myself. You know, that's just not a metaphor. You know, that's just not an example. That is reality. And you know what? I would guess my experience, you know, observing them, talking to these people, my life experience tells me that doesn't just stop with their bodybuilding and training, whether they realize it or not, to what extent. Again, whether you think you have a little bit of distrust for other people, or you know you have a lot of distrust for other people, you feel very uncomfortable being in situations where you rely on other people, okay? Wherever you are right now, if you're sitting around wondering, why aren't the best things in life coming to me at the level that I want, You know, my belief, it's this issue right here. It's this issue right here. So if you're doing okay, the next level is understanding other people and how to, you know, unlock this puzzle of your life, right? So you may be doing well, you want to do extremely well. I believe it's this lesson that I've learned right now, getting on this path of mastery, of understanding, is the key. Again, so if you're doing poorly, it can make it pretty good. If you're pretty good, it can make it outstanding, focusing on this area. It's that important. And again, I really think a lot of people are drawn to the structure, the self-reliance of the bodybuilding and training world, whether they realize it or not. It's because of some type of break in trust, probably more than I even realized before. Again, this is no scientific poll, but by the reaction of the trust issue type post and how many people can relate to it. You know, I am more convinced that this is a challenge for more people than I even thought before. So, you know, it starts with you buying into it and believing it and understanding that, you know, maybe this is a challenge of your life. Hopefully me talking about many times through these Morning Connection podcasts, you know, have made you start thinking about the process. You know, the challenge is that, you know, if someone had an injury very young in life, and I used this before, the knee injury, they got it fixed or they got it fixed, not 100%, but they're able to function. They're able to play sports. They may even believe they can play sports at a higher level. You know, someone might talk about, hey, you ever think about getting that knee fixed? It can really make you really excel. Well, they may not believe that knee is the issue. They may work, concentrate on other strategies. The knee is fine because they've had it for so long. They have those thoughts, right? They've had that knee pain for so long. They don't see the importance of addressing it, right? So it's kind of like for this to sink in, you got to, you know, almost come into a period of your life where you're just sick and tired. That's where I was. I was just so sick and tired for being so talented, so hardworking, to be a good person, always looking for win-win situations. And, you know, not achieving at the level that I felt I deserved, right? Which you really don't. You deserve what you can actually manufacture for yourself. That's what you deserve, not what you think you deserve, right? And so I realized how this was such a key, you know, for me. And didn't mean that I didn't accomplish or do well in certain areas, just not to the level that I want. This was the key for me. So it starts with you realizing how important other people are, no matter what has happened in the past to you, right? That, you know, Tony Robbins says the past doesn't equal the future. You know, just because you've been hurt and burned by your last boyfriend or girlfriend or your boss was a jerk before, we can go way back when to whatever, wherever this kind of thinking started, that doesn't necessarily mean it's going to happen in the future. So to realize, you have to appreciate how important this is. I can tell you all, someone can tell you that, hey, you know, maybe getting a little work on that knee, even though it's working, seems to be working okay, maybe doing a little bit of focus and surgery, you know, on that, taking two steps back, maybe a little pain involved, working on that knee, it could take you so much further in life. You know, you have to be sold on that. So I understand that. So it's you starting to realize its importance and be willing to do the work. And again, maybe taking two steps back in discomfort to go those 10 steps forward, right? So, and then, you know, the thing about it is, you know, and I mentioned about, you know, in the last podcast, making people right and wrong, you know, the dealing with other people, it's a very complex issue because you got your stuff going on in your head. They've got their stuff going on in their head. You have your values and beliefs on how life should work. They've got their values and belief that you have to work. I mean, there's a reason why, you know, Tony Robbins says that the quality of your life is the quality of your relationships, you know, because this is the big, you know, I talk about life being a game, a combination lock, a puzzle, right? Well, this is the big thing with all these different variables. Man, the people who get better and better at this really do better and better at life. And if this area hasn't been important to you, you know, study the people who you really admire, who you really believe has succeeded. And, you know, that may be a challenge, okay? Because if you're in the fitness world, you know, you may, and this is very common, you might say, okay, well, I love this fitness competitor. She's awesome. You know, her body, you know, I can think of like three off the top of my head, women pushing their 40s, right? And they're awesome. They're awesome competitors. They've got fans who just love them, right? And to me, they're not even in relationships. And if they are, the relationships are new. And man, when you're 40 years old, if you ever wanted to have kids, man, you're kind of pushing it now if you're pushing 40, right? So, you know, and that's what I would say if you followed me with bodybuilding and training and you should have modeled how to become an outstanding bodybuilder around me, but there, I left a lot of holes. And so, you know, be careful who you listen to, because you're listening to a fitness competitor who is 40 years old, single, not in a new relationship, maybe talk about their beliefs about relationships. And just because you admire their physique, you know, that may be part of the formula that led them to this situation. So if you want to have connection and love, you want to trust in a relationship, you want to have a family, you have to be careful, you know, who you are following. And it's not to take anything away from them. Take, if you want to become, you know, get the strategies that you can, but life is a lot more complex than that. You need to be careful, you know, what kind of life that they're living, is that really what you want, right? So it's just something to think about. And that's the challenge. And, you know, if you're all your circle is totally love bodybuilding and fitness, and I have this belief that this is this lack of trust in other people and depending on yourself is very common in the bodybuilding and training world. Well, who are you going to hear this information from? You know, who are you going to hear it from? Right? They're not going to be saying the stuff that I'm saying, that, you know, I went up and down, I've been in their shoes, I constantly fought and battled. You're not going to hear this from them. And it may reinforce this way of thinking that's going to, you know, it's going to take you to a dead end before you really get to where you want without you really knowing it. So if you hang around your own circles, birds of a feather flock together, that may reinforce some things that may feel good in the short term, but are going to prevent you from what you really want in the long term. It's really important things to think about. You have to be a leader. You have to bust through. You can't be a follower and be influenced by people who aren't where you want to be. You know, like I said, a very popular fitness woman went on this rampage. It was obvious that she was having trouble with her relationship at the time, and went on like about, you know, five tweets or five posts on Facebook about what relations should and shouldn't be like, right? You know, and big fitness community, a million likes. See, so it's kind of like the blind leading the blind. Sometimes you got to break out of your pack and think differently. You know, that reminds me, and this, I want to share this strategy with you before we're done with this morning connection, is I realize that myself. I want to think of myself as a leader, that I think outside the box. You may see my posts and Facebook challenging some ideas that are really taken for granted to be the truth and that, you know, everybody likes and agrees with, you know, on social media. I'll throw out a different way to look at it, right, from my perspective. Feeling the way that they did, really believing what they did, and then evolving to where I am right now. What I did is I created a separate account, realizing like my social media account has my total fitness people, my circle, where we're brought together with the passion. So I created a separate account. You won't see it, right? And because it isn't an account, a Facebook account, it isn't for friends. But what I do is I went outside of my circle of the things that I always think and do. And so I filled it up with all the pages and following, liking the pages of not the person I am now, not the group of the people who think the way that I think or very similar to the way I think now, but all those people, actions, thoughts, focus, hobbies, areas of mastery of who I want to become. So I go to that special secret Facebook page every single morning, and it's just filled with stuff. It's just filled with stuff of the man I aspire to be, the way I want to think, the new aspects of life that, you know, for all these years focusing on fitness and those things that I haven't put the time, I haven't gone on that journey, or not very far along in that journey, but I want to master those areas too. So it's stuff that has nothing to do with bodybuilding training. If it does, it's aspects that are very specific of the science of supplementation, things that you're not going to see, you know, in your group. But most of it is thoughts and actions that may have been on my dream list, you know, for years, but I've been focusing on my area, one more rep, you know, what is the best training strategy. So that's been working out. It's been opening my mind. I'm seeing pictures. People are passionate about those areas that aren't fitness. So different from, you know, my tribe that have been hanging around for a long time, to open up new ways of thinking. It's like I say to you, the only way that you're going to get to the next level is open your mind up to a new way of thinking, because that'll create a new set of actions. Working harder, doing the same things, it may inch you forward, but it's just going to, you know, keep you on that same path. So again, so it starts with appreciation, and then it starts, then it, you have to learn the skill set. Again, just like the bench press, this whole people thing, man, it's a continual thing. You don't just have it mastered. You don't just set it and forget it. You can always take your understanding, you know, connecting, rapport, listening to people, finding what their needs, pushing them when they need to be pushed, leading them when they need to be lead, learning the commonalities. Like I've shared a lot of the commonality of my 25 years in this industry, that a lot of people in this industry all fall into this certain group thing. Well, you may be 2 or 3 years into this, and you may go, oh yeah, I guess that's true. Well, I can see it from this perspective. Maybe I didn't before, right? So there's this whole way of thinking and how people think and how they act, that knowing that information, you can find strategies to create win-win situations with value on the with them. And then, you know, you help other people get what they want. You fill their needs, what they want, not what you think they should want. You create a higher quality of life. You know, it starts with you, though. You know, put this focus on other people, but you have to have that confidence. You have to have that confidence in yourself to really, that you can get what you want. That you really have the personal skill set, the personal power to get what you want, so you can start thinking about what you want before you can incorporate other people into that plan. That's why I really recommend the Man Formation program. It's going to get you straight on you, yourself, getting control of leading your own life and your own thoughts, because it starts with you, that confidence, so then you can approach other people, right? Because when you have your skills, you're in control of yourself, then you can start using your personal skills and then start learning the skills on developing those relationships with other people, right? And you work on it. You get better and better at it. Now, I think that part is pretty, you know, the understanding is simple, right? Actually executing becomes the challenge, especially, like I said, there's so many different levels to it. Well, let's deal with this whole trust thing, because that's a really big component. You know, first of all, do you have trust issues? Do you think your trust issues are justified? I don't know. I guess we have to start there. You have to know where you are to think about what you have to do to get to where you want to go. See, I didn't realize that I had trust issues. When, you know, I wanted to do things myself, I could get it done, or, you know, people have let me down. When I didn't incorporate people to the level that I understand I need to now, those were just smart decisions. You can't trust other people. You know, trust is earned. You know, you can't just assume it. You know, now that can mean a lot of things to other people, but let me ask you something. I'm sure you've had this relationship with somebody at work, maybe a intimate relationship, maybe a boss at work who was a jerk, right? Maybe he's been so burned by so many bad employees, he had trust issues, right? and you said, hey, did you get that done? And again, this could be at work. This could be an intimate relationship. Did you do this or do that? And they go, did you? And you're going, yeah. You know, give them a break the first time. And you go, did you? And they go, and you said, yeah, I did. And they looked at you, did you? Or, oh, okay. However they come across, you know they're not buying it, even though they asked you. Well, do you take offense to that? Is that okay with you? Someone always questioning you, questioning your integrity, that your follow through, your intentions, your thoughts. You know, do you have a problem with that? Right? So the thing is, are you coming across that way to other people? Are you creating what makes sense to you? You can't trust people. Yeah, but even if you don't say it, it's in your body language. Are you pushing them away? You know, I just had something on Facebook, and I've got this one guy on my Facebook page. You guys see how much information I'm giving away for free all the time. Always, you know, on Facebook, Twitter, iTunes, YouTube. And I'm really not quite sure if this guy just wants to connect with me. And he's just asking me questions that really he's putting zero thought into his own efforts. But he wants to take the time to ask me these questions. What he doesn't realize is, you know, I've got 23,000 people on my page. He's the only one who asks these type of questions this often. So look, if you're the only one doing it, either you're brilliant or you're a dullard. I don't know which one is. That's something you need to figure out, right? I've always taken the time to answer his questions. Okay, then, you know, he kept on asking me millions of questions on coffee, right? I am not a freaking coffee expert, right? I think I posted something like, hey, I was joking around because I just started drinking coffee in the last couple of years. And I just said, hey, this coffee thing is really going to catch on, right? Ha ha, whatever, a joke, whatever. And I think I might have done another post that I heard on the news how coffee is bad for you. It always goes back for it. Good for you, bad for you, or whatever, right? And so I might have just posted that on my page. You know, this isn't me making a declaration on how healthy or unhealthy coffee was. I just posted an interesting article. It's probably the two posts out of a millions of posts I've done on coffee, right? He asked me coffee questions. Coffee this, coffee that. This is addictive. Should you take it before your workout, whatever. I did my best to answer him, right? Well, then he gets, you know, on my page and on something that had nothing to do with coffee and said, well, I'm still trying to get an answer on coffee, whatever. And so I went to, and then he, you know, did me a private message. And there's a story behind this, you know, don't, you know, take the story, where does this apply? And hopefully it doesn't apply to you. But if it does, in some way, shape, or form, you need to think about this, right? And so anyway, I go, look, you know, I don't know what, he goes, you posted two questions, but you deleted it. First of all, why would I delete a post about coffee, that I love coffee or whatever I posted? I have no gigantic opinions about coffee to be ashamed of or delete them or anything, all right? I don't give a shit about freaking coffee. Especially, I don't want to talk about it 20 times. I've got plenty of things to do pounding me about the ins and outs of coffee, okay? But again, I'm always trying to, you know, help out. How long does it take just to answer this question? I said, look, I don't remember deleting a post about coffee. What is it that you need to know about coffee? All right. And if it makes you, I don't know a lot about coffee that you can't find on the internet. But if it makes you feel, but I drink coffee. Does that help? You know, type of thing. Right. All right. Then, you know, he emails me later. I looked back on and he goes back 4 and 5 months ago. You said you did your post on coffee, whereas before I deleted these posts on coffee. Right. Well, now I guess he went back a few months on my page, took all that time, and said, post on coffee. But this is where he said, he goes, obviously, maybe I should not buy things from your website. Oh, I mean, that, okay, look, I don't really worry about trolls too much and what people say, but I've been busting my ass asking this guy's questions all the time, right? All right. I said, what do you need to know about coffee? How can I help you? Now you're threatening, oh, that you're not going to support my sites. because I went back and you had these two posts. Well, yeah, what? What did I talk about? I loved coffee. I posted some article. What do you, I said, what do you think that I'm holding back on you when it comes to coffee? How am I holding back on you that you're threatening not to support my business or whatever? What do you want from me? Right? And it's just a funny story. I don't, you know, thankfully I don't have a lot of stories like this when it comes to, you know, people and fans. But the point is that this guy's got some issue. He's think I'm holding back on him on the secrets of coffee. And I post it and I'm just, he's emailing, but I'm just holding back on all this knowledge of coffee. You know, look, I got a thick skin. Now I'm pissed off. All right. I didn't do this, but I don't want to answer any question from him. I want to delete him from my, block him from my, because you know what? He's pissed me off so much, questioning my integrity, that I'm holding out on coffee information from him, that he's saying that to me, taking the time to look through the post because he doesn't believe me, that I deleted post on coffee. I don't want him to benefit from anything I have on my page. Directly, indirectly, certainly, if I ever post anything about coffee, I don't want him to be the beneficiary of any of my knowledge or insight. If I could block him from this podcast, I would, right? And really, I don't really care that much. But there's a point in this story. Man, those are his issues. He's offending me because he thinks his trust issues, which he may or may not, he's making me a bad person in his mind. He's questioning my integrity. About I'm holding out on coffee, that I'm lying to him about not deleting posts, that I even would delete posts on coffee, right? It seems so silly, doesn't it? Or is it silly? How many times have you pissed off a good, hardworking person with the best intentions, but you didn't see him that way? Just because you have your issues in the past, just because your girlfriend cheated on you, just because your dad wasn't around or your mom wasn't around or they had their alcohol or they traveled or unfortunately, you know, somebody touched you inappropriately when you were younger. Okay, just because you had a jerk boss, just, you know what? You have to put away the past and learn how to find people you can trust, learn the skill set, put your issues in the past. Don't put them onto somebody else. Because I'll tell you, the good, hardworking people like myself who bust their ass to give you a little golden nugget of knowledge, they're not going to put up with it. They're going to run so freaking far away from you, it's unbelievable. And then guess who's going to be left? All the people with poor self-esteem that need your approval. Oh, please, please, can I reference some things about coffee for you? That ain't me. All right, so the people who have confidence, who have something to offer, who have integrity, they're going to run so far away from you, it's unbelievable, and you have no idea. You know, what you're going to say is like, see, see? You know, look, there's one more example of a person you can't trust. That's what you think, all right? Remember, I'm the guy who's got up every single morning and what designated 10 minutes to talk to you, probably done it close to an hour of his time every single day because I said I would, and he's thinking I'm holding out on coffee, right? Are those people, just because you think they are, you're offending them, they're going away, and guess who's left for you? Guess who's left for you to deal with, to have relationships with, to put up with you at work, to hire you for the job? All the people with low self-esteem that are so messed up, that have approval issues, you know, who have their own trust issues, maybe can identify, oh, well, you know, she's like my mom who didn't really trust me and I always have to explain myself. And so they go into your little dance and you go into their little dance. And now guess what? It's been reinforced. Oh, I can't trust people. People are this or people are that. Man, it starts with you. Man, these are some things that, man, I did not understand. But the bottom line is, man, you can only go so far by yourself. You need to, see, don't do this. Don't figure out how to do everything yourself and not depend on other people. And then get to a point where this is only going to go so far. Because you got to go back and you got to it's not the same skill set. It isn't like you get credit for learning this protective, not trusting way of life, right? And you've learned how to do that for 10 years. And now you understand that doesn't work. You don't get credit for those 10 years. All you do is have the pain of doing it wrong so you do it right. Maybe that can help you. But you got to start all over with the process, those 10 years of learning how to incorporate people into your life and how to use them effectively, how to create win-win situations, you know. But really, think about if you're pushing the good people away because of your trust issues that you don't know that you have. I'll tell you this, guy. I have worked on this so hard over this, and I catch myself all the time, you know, with little things. Like I'll leave my Kindle in the car from the gym, you know, and it may have slid by the side. My first thing is, who broke into my car and took my Kindle? You know, I'll tell you, no one's ever broken into my car and has taken my Kindle. No, my car was broken in once, probably about 10 years ago, right? But, you know, it's all my Kindle or whatever I misplace, it's always there all the time, right? The one time that, anyway, but so what I'm telling you is, but that now doesn't stop, that doesn't stop that conditioning. Every time something isn't exactly where it is, you know, my first instinct is what's been conditioned for many years, that distrust, you know, and I don't like it. Oh, well, Skip, hey, this is the 18th time in a row over the last year you assumed that somebody broke your trust, somebody moved this, took this, stole this. That was your first instinct that just jumped in your gut reaction, and you're wrong all 18 times. So you're not going to think that way? Nope, it's just a reflex. It gets that ingrained into your nervous system. Yeah, I got to check myself all the time. I got to make sure that, you know, I am not pushing away key people because of whatever happened to me many, many years ago that I didn't even realize how it was affecting me. And I'm sharing this with you because I don't want you to go through that same pain. I want you to get on the journey of understanding how your issues affect people. And if you really want to succeed, you need people. I want you to get on the journey that I'm on of recovery. And if you're in this fitness industry, man, you may want to think about this. I want to get your feedback on this. If you can relate to this, may not be even something you can relate to now. If somebody told me this years ago, not sure, quite so sure if I would have felt that it applied to me. Here's the biggest point as you go through this, because you know what, people are going to break your trust. I mean, I don't think I have to convince you of that. That doesn't mean with, you know, a better you, a better understanding of the process, picking better people who you can trust, not pushing away the people you can trust. Even in the best conditions, you know, you're not going to pick the right people all the time. You know, and you might even evaluate that people are breaking your trust where, you know what, maybe the situation isn't the best for them where they thought it was. It has nothing to do with you. It's just not a good match. Just think about you when you told a person you would work at their job forever, or you'd commit to this project, or you'd commit to this relationship, and then later on you found, you know, this isn't the best for me, right? Should they distrust people from now on because of you? Or would you say, you know what, really doesn't have much to do with you. It's what I need in my life. I'm a good person. Don't think that people are bad. You would probably say something like that to them. Well, you may need to say that to other people when things don't work out. Don't chalk it up to mistrust that, you know, has you going forward. You know, like I said, I catch myself all the time. It's my thing. This could easily be number one for me because it's like, I'm going to resolve to I have to be on guard all the time. I have to always question, you know, my instincts because it's that important to the level of success in life that I really want. And I'm not talking about intimate relationships. And you know what? I want to make this correlation too. You know, for some people, their intimate relationships, their emotional relationships, those are the most powerful, right? I mean, you have the most to lose, your heart, you put on that. And so when I talk about, you know, not trusting people, that's what a lot of people come through. And, you know, ironically, I don't have, you know, towards girlfriends, relationships that I've had in the past, that hasn't been my issue. And let me tell you exactly why. And this is what you need to understand. What you need to understand is that you're not going to always pick the right person, the right situation. People may let you down. I don't know if you should always chalk it up to they broke your trust rather than two people had different ideas on, you know, what's best for them in life. But the bottom line is, you know, you are strong enough. You've come back, you've bounced back. right? You will bounce back. And what's happened to you has not, it's happened to very good people. If you've had your heart broken and people broke your trust, you're in very good company. That doesn't make you smart, stupid, naive. It happens to the best of people, right? Even the people who are discriminating and have good people skills, it will happen from time to time. And just like other people, you will bounce back from it, right? You are strong enough to bounce back. You don't want to just, you know, not be very discriminating, just let everybody in, no matter what, how quality the person is. But if they do let you down, you are strong enough to bounce back. And if you know that going in, you'll be more likely to take the risk, because everybody's a risk. We talked about risk taking, right? Some of my lessons is that, you know, you'll more likely take the risk because you need to take that risk and put your trust in other people to get to the level of life that you really want. And see, that was the point that I was making. Ironically, with me, intimate relationships, girlfriends in the past, my wife, I don't have that issue. And that's because I have the confidence. And again, I don't want to replace, nobody's replaceable, especially when you're invested in a marriage and this. But I, before being married, I just developed the confidence that, you know, if this didn't work out, if we found that, you know, I don't know, whatever, break of trust, if you want to call it that, or we have different opinions or different values, I had supreme confidence that I could find a girl who was just as good, if not better, right? Call that cocky, call that arrogant. Right? But I had that much confidence that my whole essence, my whole life, my whole heart wasn't wrapped up on this person, you know, loved me and didn't leave me, or they broke my trust. My life wasn't wrapped up in that person because I had enough confidence that I could survive it and even thrive, do better, just as good, if not better. And whether that's a real thought or I should have that thought, again, I had that confidence that I could survive and even thrive no matter what happened. So I didn't bring in that extra baggage of trust. You know, you still got to manage the relationship. Don't, you know, all those type of things. Don't think that I just blindly went in, what didn't think about it, just grabbed anybody type of thing. I'm just saying that I had that confidence. I was willing to take that risk because if it did fall through, I knew it wasn't going to just break me and tear me apart, right? And that's because of the person that I work hard, so hard to be. I don't know, who knows, could be because I'm emotionally detached. I don't know. But the point, though, is, but in business and certain other situations, I didn't have that same confidence that I could survive, you know, all these challenges, right? So the bottom line is you got to develop the confidence in all your relationships, business, whatever it is, that if you know, after you're discriminating, after you learn about people's skills, after you found out what they need and create win-win situations that weren't one-sided just for them or just for you or whatever, that, you know, you have the confidence if something does go wrong. I could probably talk about 10 podcasts about this, but just remember the people skills, that trust in other people. You need other people. It's a key to the next level. Wherever you are in life, it's a key to the next level, and it's a skill set. It's something you develop every single day. You know, it's a game, it's a challenge. It's like working out. You don't just work out for a couple months and then you're in shape. You got to keep on working out every single day. So that's going to conclude lesson number 2, but before we sign off, what was that thing that you did yesterday that really impressed you? What was that cool moment? And what's that thing in life that you really want? Visualize it for 3 seconds, right? Starting now. All right, so that's going to conclude this Morning Connection podcast number 99. So we're going to wrap up these 100 days with Skip LaCour with our Morning Connection tomorrow with podcast, Morning Connection podcast number 100 with my number one best life lesson learned. Have a great day, and we'll connect again tomorrow.